Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting third. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Sisler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Walker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Granny Hamner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Schoolboy Rowe. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blattner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Lockman reaches third base with a triple. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize strikes out. There goes Gordon. The throw from Seminick to second, and Gordon is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Seminick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seminick is hit by the pitch. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin misplays the ball. That's an error on Verbin. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Marshall goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 1 in the game. Blattner hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn bunts towards third. Lark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lockman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ennis. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Ken Heinzelman now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Marshall goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Giants. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 1 in the game. Lark hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heinzelman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ennis hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 1 in the game. Coslow strikes out. One out. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 2 in the game. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Semenik hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heinzelman hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verbin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Lakeman now catching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Sisler, and towards Verbin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ennis hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 2 in the game. Lark is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 2 in the game. Coslow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Coslow covering, for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamner hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 3 in the game. Blattner hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Lockman strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Putzi Caballero pinch hits for Ken Heintzelman. Putzi Caballero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caballero hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 3 in the game. Verbin hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Haas reaches second base with a double. Lockman throws the ball into Lark, who tags Haas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Porto now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Mize moves to second. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-3 in the game. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ennis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.